Justin Patton, a retail business scientist, shops in a university laboratory store of the future. He grabs two boxed telephones equipped with special price tags. He checks one out, then walks through an exit portal with both phones.
And this is a door portal like you see in stores every day. And when I go through here, the system recognizes that this tagged item has not been purchased. It hasn't been through the point of sale. It's not supposed to go out that door. So it not only puts off the beep, it also logs that a blue cordless phone went out that door. And I know that I'm missing one over there on the shelf space now.
Now, if all store items were affixed with RFID or radio frequency identification tags and had kiosks that talked with exit portals, store security details would have a much easier time of it.
So item level RFID is a big push right now. It really kind of got started with several different pilot or test programs with various retailers over the past few years. But the concept with passive UHF RFID tags, and it sounds like a mouthful, but all it is a little tag that goes on an item. It's functionally very similar to a barcode. It's just that it reads through radio waves rather than through a laser line of sight. So it's possible to read many of these different items at the same time. So, you know, when you grab an item and you shoot the barcode with the laser, you can only scan that one thing at once. If you have four or five items, you can potentially read all of them within a second. You can read a few hundred items per second, if you will.
Barcodes, the current inventory and pricing mechanism, do not. Plus, RFID tags contain lots of information, where and when the product was made, what distribution center it came through, and so on. Plus, and this is a huge plus, an entire shopping cart of groceries can be scanned all at once at checkout. You tap your credit card on a screen for payment. Out the door you go.
But it's really important when you start getting to items like food items, especially if you have recalls. Everybody remembers Peter Pan peanut butter. It's not really around anymore because they had to pretty much pull the entire product line whenever they had bad peanut butter a few years back. They're starting to come back, but the idea is with RFID, it's possible to potentially target and pull individual problem items before they get on the market space. It's vital whenever you start to get to pharmacy and things like that, because you don't want bad drugs or counterfeit drugs out there on the market.
And although pallet and case RFID tagging is increasing, individual item tagging will mean they can be tracked through the entire supply chain.
They see all kinds of theft events throughout the day, and now they can key in on their biggest theft event, and they can come back and say, okay, my biggest theft event where my most items left was, for example, 2:30 in the afternoon. So let's go pull video footage from 2:30 in the afternoon and let's see what happens. And lo and behold, there's a guy at 2:30 in the afternoon dressed as a janitor walking out the front door with a black trash plastic trash bag. And you say, okay, now I know what left, I know how it left, I know who did it, and I know who to look for the next time he comes back to the store. Whereas when you don't have that functionality, it's just a matter of, do I want to go through all 100 of my theft events throughout the day and see if I can kind of figure out what went through there? It's just adding that extra intelligence to the system.
Barcoded inventory is real easy to steal, especially cloaked by holiday shopping crowds.
I think so. A lot of times when you have a holiday season, I believe, stores get a little bit more chaotic. There's a little bit more opportunity for people not necessarily paying attention to everything that's going on all the time. So thieves come in a variety of different shapes and, I guess, methodologies. A lot of it's opportunistic. So, you know, it can be as simple as, you know, someone walks into the gas station and the clerk's sitting outside smoking a cigarette and they get tired of waiting for 5 minutes and walk out with the candy bar, all the way down to very complex groups of thieves, organized retail theft or organized retail crime. And these people have working groups and they have teams to go in and specifically target items within a retail store for resale.
Because now organized retail criminals can e-fence their goods on popular web shopping destinations like eBay or Craigslist.
Organized retail theft or organized retail crime is not new, but it has taken a bit of a jump, especially in the age of the internet. Globally, about $115 billion in retail shrink in the last year, and then about $49 billion of that was theft.
Justin Patton is Managing Director of the RFID Research Center at the University of Arkansas, an outreach center at the Walton College of Business. It's located in Hannah's Candle Factory in Fayetteville's Industrial District and features conveyor systems, a compactor, a mini distribution center, and a tiny retail shop where we're visiting today. Ranked among the top research centers in the country, Patton is working hard to make the barcode obsolete. And the last thing he mentioned, remember shrink? That's a technical term for unexplained loss of product in the retail supply chain. And getting a grip on shrink is the holy grail for retailers.
Shrink is you lost an item and you don't know what happened to it. It can be administrative error. It got lost in transit. They can't find it in the back room of the store. It was damaged. It was spoiled. And part of that is also theft. And theft is actually subdivided as well. A big part of that is employee theft. And another part of that is a customer or shopper theft.
Retailers tend to not talk to media about shrink because it's such a sensitive subject. The National Retail Federation says nearly 90% of U.S. retailers reported losses due to organized retail crime. And of the 2.5 million shoplifters apprehended this year, nearly one-third of those were dishonest employees.
So it's very touchy situation when you start talking about shrink, because shrink means, and theft means, that you did something wrong and someone took it out of your store. So you don't want that getting out in the public eye, but at the same time, you're trying to mitigate the problem.
It's a worldwide problem. According to the 2010 Global Retail Theft Barometer, the largest survey of retail crime prepared by the Center for Retail Research in England, loss prevention spending by retailers increased to nearly $27 billion in 2010, an increase of over 9% from last year. Many American stores have been using those white plastic electronic article surveillance tags stuck on TVs, iPods, DVDs, and CDs. They activate store exit alarms, but they're expensive and don't register any data. RFID tags cost around 10 cents each, with the price expected to drop even more. Adopting RFID technology through the entire supply chain is taking time. Barcoding took almost a decade to fully implement, but Justin says we're getting closer. Plus, with RFID item-level tagging, thieved store shelves can be quickly replenished via more efficient inventory monitoring.
You not only know that something left the store, but you know exactly what it was and exactly how many. So that's a big change in terms of visibility. I can go through and inventory those items very, very quickly. And that saves the stores a lot of time, and it saves them a lot of money, and it saves a lot of waste.
And Justin Patton says, in the end, this RFID pursuit of shrink, remember that's the unexplained loss of product in the retail supply chain, is not about catching shoplifters.
It's not recovering stolen items, or it's not catching the bad guy. Nobody wants to catch the bad guy. They don't want there to be a bad guy. So the idea is to kind of keep everybody honest and prevent opportunities for theft rather than trying to react to theft after the fact.
And once fully adopted, RFID will likely shrink the shrink as well as prices. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.